We're ready for our second set here tonight, and it will feature the sounds once again of Glenn Papa Wright and Maurice Malik King, the musicians of Harmony, the musicians in Harmony, and of course Shirley LaFleur. How to introduce Shirley is not easy. I think when we think of what we want a poet to be, qualities that Shirley have come to mind. Someone whose words inspire, uplift, bring light, bring healing. And she's been doing it for a long time. Help move us to over those humps and those periods of transitions. She's been a one-person institution and inspiration to many in this city, and has brought some of her light and some of her love to the East Coast, where she's been living for the past year, and we miss her. And she's home now with friends and listeners, poetry lovers. So put your hands together for Shirley LaFleur and the musicians of Harmony.
Because it lets me know my ego has not outweighed my production. I thank God first for being here. I'm very full, and that's real good, because I want to be like Marsha and Percy and Jabari when I grow up. You know, it was worry about what was going to be going on tonight, because it wasn't usually laid out and planned and all the hoop blue, but, you know, things fizzle out. Only the strong survive. And every time we come up, every year at this time, we keep healing Arthur. We keep keeping him alive. And we can read you all his works. But, you know, I was sitting there and I was saying, I am like overwhelmed to think about what he would be writing right now in 1992. You know, because St. Louis still got the best poets. And believe me, I have been blessed to be working with a lot of different kind of poets. I'm not making much more money, or as much probably, but that's all right, because I'm going to tell you, everything will pass away but the word. And you have heard the word this evening. You have gotten a taste of what the new poet is all about. What the old poets have been prophesying. And we're here to continue to lift the spirit up and let it use you any way it wants to. So tonight we're going on the spirit, because nobody had nothing planned. I haven't been away from here that long. And I feel real good to see those of you that have come out to join in this celebration, to hear me, to hear the other poets in a night like tonight. The one thing I have learned since I've been on the East Coast is that people don't let much stop them, weather or nothing else. And it's just like the spirit, you can't stop it. So I know you was moved and led to get here safe, and I pray God's blessing that you get home safe, and you will. And when I got into town, I said, you know, I got to find a way to get in the city. Now, she just taught me well, baby. This is my life. And it just worked. I had a toothache so bad, and I went to the right person, and they took real good care of me, and they said by 5 o'clock Monday, if you can't talk, then don't believe in God. And don't never come back to me. So I'm just going to move where I can because I'm thinking about Ray Sugar Brown, kneecaps dipped, mud dipped and sanctified, little black and button-eyed scuttle button junior flipper with a pocket full of dreams tucked in his little suede shoes with a little taste, his taste bud ripe for girls and gangs, but sweeter for knowledge. And that was part of Arthur Savy. He kept it as a secret. You know, it's like you just get so greedy for knowledge. Sometimes it makes you feel like you don't want to be on the outside because you want to be on the in crowd. So he just took it any way he could. He ate up history and music. He learned the meaning of Howlin' Wolf and Johnny Lee Hooker and Eddie Jefferson. And he got his soul soothed from all the music that fell off the lips and into the horns of the greats like Miles, like Coltrane, like all of them horn blowers, like Maurice, Malik, like a lot of the musicians around here. So I know his presence is right all up in here. And I was trying to look through this book and find something to read for him, and I said, I'm just gonna read some of my stuff for him. This is from a section of my novel, Up Above My Head, which is not the name of it. You said God told you to do it. You said God had you on a mission. You said God was running bare feet through your head, turning flips, doing the holy dance, and talking in tongues. You said God was hollering and screaming in your ear, and nobody else could hear. You said God told you to do it because you was a special agent born to do his dirty work, get rid of the sinners. You said God told you to do it. Strike in the winter with the first snow, 6 days into the New Year's while Jesus was still in celebration, while the Christmas tree was still green and color lights and tinsel was still picking glitter out of the children's eyes. You said God told you to do it. And the blood came running like the scream and the tears between Sunday school and a chicken in the pot. Blood in the end of a happy new year. You said God told you to do it. Well, I didn't hear God speak to me. I just heard the sparrow. And I walked between your divided sea and swam to safety without a life jacket and escaped your God because God was watching me. We always think about love poems, and every now and then I write one, and I'm going to do a few of them. I love you, loved you from my early days when nature flirted with my youth, and you and me were in between child's play and grown-up ways. I loved you like a lullaby, laughter, and butterflies when your boy was testing madness, wide-eyed like a moonful, when I was still wet behind the ear, and my womanness was discovering my wet between my thighs. I loved you in the heartland of my beauty, fresh, ripe, and swaying in my eyes and walk. I loved you when love was too much, when love wasn't enough, when it got rough, when waiting was tough, with long, feeling fingers, straight truth and firm, straight teeth and firm nipples. I loved you in empty words and spaces, different times and places, sometimes when I was changing faces, and sometimes with the vacant heart, when I couldn't, when I wouldn't, when I shouldn't, when I didn't, I loved you anyway. Confused, unused, misused, ignorant, intelligent, sick, crazy, crippled, blind, unattended, and mixed up, I loved you. sometimes, and no time. And that time, and this time, and between times. In secret, in public, in quiet, and in on the noisy street. I loved you. I loved you when you hummed me like a mockingbird, stung me like a yellow jacket, when you spoke me like poetry, when you praised me like a psalm, when you, and then went sideways, when you wore me like a red flag in the lapel of your Sunday go to meeting suit, then went ducking and hiding. I loved you back and again and some more, cause I loved me. Now it's your time to love me back, cause love really do love somebody. I love me. We have lost, I don't know why I don't do this right. You know, we always have this celebration around the same time that people are celebrating Dr. King. I'm very full for a lot of reasons because we've lost some real good people in a sense. I say we'd lost them in a physical way, but apparently their spirit is still around, and I haven't been able to get it all out, the poem that I've been writing for David Hines, and haven't really made a complete one for Arthur. But I will dedicate this portion of my reading to some of the giants that have left us, the word walkers and the soul soothers that have put us to sleep with their music and woke us up, put us on the right track, took us down the wrong street, and made us be a part of that love. This is for Dr. King. He was a river song, that's all. Full of life, singing sea deep and knee wide. He walked in the tracks of the giant steppers, a bridge builder, a spirit plucker. Sun on the front line, a voice swimming in the troubled waters where the homeless flow and the hungry go and the jobless be without a rock to work. He was a river song, that's all. A bulwark for freedom, a school bell and a church toll, a spirit holder, a word packer, who plumbed tall buildings and steel doors and scaled barbed wire and chewed garbage and stomped potholes in the road, fatigued old bulls, horn, and dogs. He was a river song, that's all. He vexed old Dixie and made Yankees come out the closet. He challenged the government to a duel without a weapon. He got hooked on freedom. Surprised himself that he got caught up. He let Vietnam and South Africa slip off his tongue too soon. He made a pact with Malcolm, which was against the law, and called blind men's bluff. He was a river song, that's all, a gut. One man, a heart, one man, a liver, one man, a vision, one man, a dream, one man, a word, love, that's all. Passing this way, and didn't nobody hear him. Now everybody claim they looking for him. This is for a special man in my life. Marini Red, he was a gambling man, AC Deucey, full spread. Marini Red with a copper color head and a Louisiana hand. Say he was a gambling man, Marini Red. He was good to his woman and kind to his kids and worked hard every day, hustled on the side. Did things his own way. He had a sporting man's life with a 14-carat smile that could melt a freeze with ease, stop a hot flash dead in his sweat. Marini Red, he was clean as a pin and sharp as a tack, and that's a natural fact. With a quick silver step, spit shine flourishing that made blind men grin. A laugh, he had a laugh that could stop hoodoo. And with a straight 32 roll grin, make the women want to sin and the men commit a crime. Moroni Red was a gambling man, AC Ducey full spread. Oh, he did time, hard time, straight time, 4 years in the big house, two in the hole, 4 years in the big house and two in the hole. He had a whole lot of heart and a heap of soul. Yeah, he did time, hard time, straight time, whooped three police for getting out of line. See, they was beaten on a bum who was half feeble mind. Say he did time, hard time, straight time, Moroni Red. Say he could whistle Dixie. He could whistle Dixie, Scat Minnie the Moocher, and croon Take Me to the Moon, because he had the right star. He didn't tote no gun and he didn't carry no blade. He laid it out straight, fist to cuff, with no bluffs. Didn't take no shit, true to his own grit. Gave to the beggars and the baggers, 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, and a tip. He could steal you blind right before your eyes. Say he took from the rich and gave to the poor. He was hard on the pimps and easy on the hoes. Say he liked his gin straight, razor straight, and his like his coffee black, just like his women. Moroni Red, he was a gambling man, AC Ducey, full spread. Even old St. Peter's had to catch him right, cold cocked him stone in the dead of night, sneaked in on his life like Red Devil Live, fast eye, cast and die, caught him in the midst of his peace of mind, quiet and bedded down with his wife. Moroni Red say he lived his life like he rolled his dice, no saint, no sinner, no losing, no winning. 7-Eleven he hit craps, landed in heaven. He was a gambling man, Moroni Red, AC Ducey, full spread. I'm gonna do a couple of little poems here. This is for my sister friend, Marcia. When a sister woman poet prays, she prays with a glass eye reflecting, seen double with single vision beyond here and after past now. When a sister woman prays, she muses and meditates, fusing soul and spirit song, connecting chains of light, extending power, stirs the ego. When a sister woman prays, she strips doubt naked, kicks fear in the ass, assassinates evil, shakes the haints loose, spreads love, stretches faith. She touches the all sum of God, becomes zero only to expand whole, with a message of genteel, a promise of healing. When a sister woman prays, you better listen, because she's listening to angels. She calls brass bones and rainbows. When sister woman poet prays, they crown our innocence, shake our gift, illuminate the divine, and for a moment, we are with God. When a sister woman prays, amen. For my friend JD, mother. JD called me late one night to ask him if I write something for his, if I be able to do something for his mother, and I wasn't gonna be in town, but I said I'd do it. And tried to get here when it was a second memorial for her. So I come up on this piece as I sat here, so I felt it was necessary for me to do it because this is the way to represent JD, who was a very good friend to Arthur's, and who we've been spending a lot of time talking about Arthur. So this is for JD's mother, Miss Minnie, upon her passing this in 91. Come, you who are blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. In silence and tranquility, drink of God's eye, the healing nectar, transformed, redressed, to shine in the light of a new day, given in marriage to the sun, embraced by the peacemaker of soul. I have come full bloom, the melody of a twilight song, hand-picked to join the flow in the bend of the river, hand stretched skyward where the eagle stirs and the band of angels chant. Sing me a deathless praise, a sweet-eyed harmony, a spirit song to celebrate my quiet, my still, my rest. A harvest hymn, free as the music you hear in the hush. Sing me bountiful and boundless, for there is no sting, no pain, no grave, no fear, no tear, no swan song, just a welcome symphony and feast and hearts in exaltation. Sing the amazing of God's grace, who adorned me beauty in my rightful place. And know the Holy Spirit unfolds all wise and reason and confirms my presence in every season. Sing me free and hear me in the soft hum of spring, whistling through the holy grass. Sing me free and feel me plant a kiss upon the first rose of summer. Sing me free and see me in the healing skies of autumn and blend the rustling leaves in color. Sing me free, for I am the dance between the snowflakes and the breath of winter's sighs. So take up your lute, your tambourine, lift your voice, a joyful noise. But when age finds you and unsung skies visit, like time and God and love, I too am infinite, a song free to be even more near to thee. This is a piece for my friend Valerie and for Miss Brown and the women gather. The women gather for the reaping, pieces of their peace, fragments of their dreams, snatches in their lives, many shades, many shapes, with their mothers, mothers, mothers wrapped in their bosom. And the women gather like a garden tapestry, their hands palm up, their hearts open, baskets hung low, coming in from their winters, clean scrubbed and rose-scented, holy oils and songs, psalms and herbs. And the women gather, souling and sinning with their Bibles and charms and spearmint breaths and boogies and blues and crocodile curls, seeing eye and gospel pearls, laughing, lying, tears rolling like Jordan, prayers and cantations packed in folk tales and tongues, tied with a string of bloodlines. And the women gather, mothers and wives and sisters and sweethearts and grannies and Leahs and hoochies and Aunt Sister Belle, with their childrens and their menses, lovers lifted, lost, left over and lasting, folded in little bitty pieces. And the women gather for the reaping, piecing the quilt to keep us warm for generations and generations and generations to come. Like I said, I'm real happy that a lot of people out here, I'm very happy that a man that I have a lot of respect for, and on my way to a performance in Joplin, Missouri, I was going to be down there for about a week, he just let me peep in on a little knowledge, and he's all around, he's everywhere. Sometimes you see him, sometimes you don't, but he is one of St. Louis elders that I think deserve praise, and I thank Mr. Jones for coming out on this kind of night. See me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. See, we have to go back. Don't go back to some old ways. Just keep in your pocket some of them good things, like respecting the elders. You know, we know everybody's going out on crack and everything is, everybody's scared of getting killed and scared to go out and scared to come in. But this is really the chicken coming home to roost. Think about it. America done laid down some bad vibes. And they got to be cleansed. And everything got to be broke down, every institution, so it can rise again. Right. Some of us will see it, some of us won't. But we all know about it. So don't worry about all what you hear on the radio. It may hit your home. It's okay. You got to keep on stepping. You may lose everything close to you just to make you better. You know, I mean, I don't know where I'm moving to, y'all. But I feel good tonight. Yeah. Jabara had me on a roll, you know. Percy Marshall just took us higher. I'm telling you, listen to the poetry now. Listen to the poets now. No more frivolous. Don't matter if it's a couplet. Don't matter how many lines and standards. You got to tell the truth. You can be published. You can publish 1,500 books. But if the truth ain't in you, you'll make your little money right now, and you'll be hot for a minute, but you won't be nowhere. You'll fill a house to buy a book. And I don't say don't publish, because I'm trying to do it too. More and more better. But I'm telling you, word of mouth ain't never been wrong. So I'm just saying, be careful by what you're learning in school to write. Take that and do something with it to hone, but open up whatever artist you are, whatever creativity is in you now. This is the time. There is nothing else that's going to save you right now. This is the time. This is the music. This is the word. This is the dance. This is the theater. This is your life. Save it. And if you say you're an artist, you better start plucking and snatching on you some love. Because if you ain't got that, you ain't going to be able to stand right now. You ain't going to be able to do that. You know, Arthur knew that I would preach sometime, but I don't know. I don't need no church. I don't need no church. I am so grateful that his family is still hanging in here when they may have even thought we forgot them. We don't have no flowers tonight for you, Miss Brown. We just got a lot of love wrapped up in some words so you can tuck it in your bosom and take it with you. You know, I have to stop always and thank Karen for having this kind of platform. She's been a warrior a long time to take the risk to let poets like me come up in here. I don't worry about nobody else. And remember, don't wait till people die, and don't wait till they get a name. Just try to feed off of them. Try to eat from them, drink from their cup. Come out. I looked in the paper today, and it just said 4 poets and 2 musicians. And look at you. Yeah, it's all right. Whew. I know it's getting late. I'm not going to keep you. I'm glad to see my nephew Ronnie here. What is it, about 9:20? Okay. This is for Percy. I don't know, Percy. I don't know what happened to it. So all of it be for you till I run across it. I told Linda back there, woo. I just feel like shy. I'm so full of the spirit. It's a good. I hope you can put some in your pocket and take it with you. I house a legend of Mutima, I'm not. Heartbeat of the earth, the offspring of the sun and the moon, thrust from the energy of Africa. I am the black woman. I am the symbol of love, the channel of creation, the vibration of peace, the anger of storm, and the suffering of pain. I am the black woman. I have seen the first rains and the last fire. I am the season of soul, and many my tales go untold. My womb stretches across the mouth of the universe to create rhythms and nations. My body has borne witness to birth and my spirit to death. I have seen the 13th month and the 32nd day, the year 3000 before the year 03. I am the black woman. I have cradled the newborn's cry and the old man's moan, rock the smiles of aging nature in my arm. I am the other part of God, the other side of man. I am the spirit of life. I am the black woman, natural to the bone. And I'm so glad, because it made me know what suffering is. And suffering made me know what good times was all about. Yeah. Marvin Gaye. I'm often struck by this brother and the tragedy, but the freedom that came out of that tragedy for him and for a lot of other people. angels, dragons, and unicorns. On the eve of the first moon, I saw a thread fastened to a dragon's eye. On the long bone fingers of death's widow, riding my wind like a headless whore, on a runaway horse, in my heart sentimental and exclamatory, sunk knee deep, and sleep escaped me, by day, by night. On the eve of the second moon, I saw twin crimson eagles, one humped wing and fire tongue, heard it sick an amplified message on me, and one with a God spell in its eye, a ruby in its forehead, and a star in its beak traveling on light waves, crisscrossing my terror and my paradise, mixing up my peace with a passionate eye, weaving the celestial magic of a unicorn song, with a diamond horn singing a love song, and peace like sweet spice circled my feet. On the eve of the third moon, I saw the vision full and vibrating, a heart with an insatiable fervor dancing with my dreams in a palatial palace amidst a dragon sword and an angel song, midway a water backdrop between flows, scales, and charts, sucking the sounds from the wind, making notes, and the rocks cried out with the wisdom of tears chanting, water squench not passion, or flood's force can drown love. On the eve of the fourth moon, 'twas as all my days looking over my shoulders, 'twas the dragon and the angel, and half into the fourth season of my sleep, a budless thorn pierced my eardrums. Slay my dragon, save my angel. Slay my dragons, save my angel. Slay my dragon, save my angel. And my power fell drunk with fear, and I saw my heart sentimental and exclamatory stumble, bobbing and weaving between the sword and the song. The dragon was conquering, was stealing a hold on my angel, sucking my breath still, my singing unsanctified. On the eve of the fifth moon, there was an infinite singing, a before life song, up above my head, and I assembled in midair with men of wise, sages, saint singers, masters of the lute and harp and vision, dressed in royal, blessed of hearts, sentimental and exclamatory. On the eve of the sixth moon, I saw a stainless beauty, heard a chastened ageless choir, and deadly enchantment ceased. I saw the angel reincarnated with a scale between his teeth, moving between the heavens and the earth in consummation of flesh and spirit, and light, and dark, and good, and evil, and life, and death. But it was with the seventh moon that I saw the dragon, angel, and unicorn move in unison. And at last I understood that the melody of God's grace never sings forever, but is ever a song. And in a heart sentimental and exclamatory, ever is lasting, and lasting is ever. All is in harmony and in balance. I'm gonna just do a little blues. I hear you coming. I hear you coming. In this town. And a short one about a tall man with long fingers. And I leave you with this poem. I hear you coming. No, I feel like singing. I hear you coming, coming, coming. Hear your light foot light. I hear you coming. Oh, I hear you coming. Lightfoot and Harmony, you're coming, here you're coming, here you're coming. Lightfoot and Harmony, here you're coming. Like an uptown blues, wearing them wild downtown shoes. I hear you coming. Like a rock rolling stone smooth, checking out the vibes, eyeballing my sign, trying to see me blind. I hear you coming, Lightfoot and humming. You can sing my shit. You come, Lightfoot and humming. I hear you coming. I hear you coming. With a wind charming angel folded under your wing. Some leftover dreams with the earth folk dancing, circling your feet. I hear you coming, 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 coming. I hear you silent like night. Easy like evening, strumming your pain like a string missing guitar, guarding your star. I hear you coming, Lightfoot and humming, hear you coming, song walking me with a laconic sound. I picking my waters like a juice harp, trying to play me. I hear you coming, Lightfoot and humming like a hush hush hobo, working your boogie juggy mojo. I hear you coming, music in the soft in my being, but a country river woman ain't got no end. Moon stroking my gold, sipping off my city soul. I hear you coming, 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 come on. I hear you coming, 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 come on. I hear you coming, 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 like pudding humming. Hear you coming, so unhitch your mule, unstubbing your cool. Unfreeze your ease and pose in me. Hot rod my happy, tootie my beauty, fruity. Pluck a chunk of my real beauty and pose in me. I hear you coming, 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 Lightfoot and I hear you coming, hush, hush. I hear you coming, hush, hush. I hear you coming. Now let me see you so I can give you a real Creole woman song. I figured y'all did. This town, I'm gonna blow this town, this town. This town, I'm gonna blow this town. This town too small, too thick the walls, too tense, too low, too slow, too cold. This town done took me by the throat, choked me, hoaxed me, ghostly soul. This town done tossed me, crossed me, spit me, bent me. This town caught me, taught me, tried to wrestle me to the ground, but couldn't keep me down. This town, this town that made me see so muddy, made me act so funny, took my money and stole my honey. I say this town, this town done wrapped, tied, tangled me. Town of blues, of wounds and fools, and Jesus made me pay my dues and some other folks too. I said this town that born me, raised me, scorned me, praised me, made me fight for my life, stood me upright, cleared up my sight. I say this town did me like a high roller, tears streaked my face, challenged my faith. This obnoxious place taught me grace. This town so dear to me. This town that done made me free. I say this town, baby, I'm gonna blow this town, this town. I'm gonna blow this town, this town. Gonna blow this town, this town. 'Cause I love this town. For the tall man with long feeling fingers, healing in the eye, patient like the sky, wandering among the thieves who steal their own souls. He's got the word in his breast, a fixed tongue, a prayer in the palm of his hands, swift like lightning, strong like a rod, weak like water, holding like an eagle though, spilling love over the rubble of derelicts. Tall man with a tongue bent and potent touch, spreading God's peel like a balm in Gilead. Word walking like bitters and free like salvation for those with burning in their wounded knees, not from prayers but crawling out of the burrows of their dis-ease. He casts a medicinal spell that stings like 40 lashes, and like a good medicine man gathers their ashes and lifts his own knees to the sky. He speaks low, tall, long, with finger feeling for his own healing too, in the true confessions of the poor in spirit. For Percy. Again, thank you, Mrs. Brown and the Brown family, for sharing Arthur with us. Just a little piece of his soul. I'd like to thank all of you that have come out. Thank Duff's, the River Styx. And I thank this creative energy that just moves us to higher ground. This poem, beating my breast like a drum, talking up a storm, coming hoop looped and crazy horse, painted red cloud and black elk, singing Geronimo, speaking the great tongue of Earth Mother Rainbow, listening to Skywalker's pray for Leonard Peltier, wounded in the knee and heart, with the water buffalo, spread eagle. This is a spirit poem before the terrace came, when the mountain carried a wind song in its bosom, and the valley cradled the footprints of God, and bird and beast and fowl and fish and flower and man and sky were family. A spirit poem before the terrace came, humpbacked and foot hooped, riding the iron horse, the taste of power in the left hand, foaming at the mouth and a killing eye. This poem is a spirit poem before the terrorists came. This is a poem with the memory, doing a flashback, beating the hell out of truth with a sack full of tricks and treaties signed in blood and lies and peace broken like glass. This is a poem with a memory, doing a flashback. Blood mixing. Singing, squaw stealing, and blood mixing. with nature moaning, men red, dead feathers in their head on reservation and rations. I said, this is a spirit poem. It's gonna be read. Yeah. This is a spirit poem beating my breast like a drum, hot like juju. This is a sweating poem, soul poem, dragging swan songs in silence, like night, black as Africa, and rusted chains with no grace, pulling the weeping and the wailing, like billows rolling and breakers dashing through muddy waters, bloody once gold like yams. This is a sweating poem, a soul poem, with screaming in the eye, rocking and rolling time, and renegades and runaways, and the Arkansas brown-skinned soldiers with purple faces and black hands in a desperate land, knees scarred and circles broken, and sheep-wrapped clans. This is a sweating poem, a souling poem, a hanging poem, a raping poem, a court and elder poem, a charging poem, charging the terrorists and thieves with stolen property, with stolen birthrights and people and dreams and visions, choking saints with Jesus in a gunny sack. This is a sweating poem, a souling poem, an old long time ago right now poem. Yes. This is a spirit poem talking about shingles and shit and true grit and grime and dirty hearts and hands and pimps playing God and nasty on the smooth green of Capitol Hill while peasants pay dues and bills with no rights. This is a spirit poem with a memory, doing a flashback, a sweating, souling, and screaming poem, screaming in the ear poem, screaming war, what for, Hiroshima, Vietnam, Grenada, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Panama, South Africa, America, Desert Storm. This is a screaming in the ear poem, war. What for? Hunger, homelessness, disease, dis-ease, violence, violins, and Ola Mae's babies? This is a screaming poem, heaving in my bosom, beating my chest three times, singing a Hail Mary, don't you weep no more. Hailing and wailing and yelling and screaming, a breakdown and rapping poem. This is a today poem, a spirit poem, doing a drum call, drum talking in word and rhyme and rhythm and sometimes rhyme, calling men, women, and children with short eyes and wrists, lips, and hearts ringing like rags. This is a today poem, and somebody's just got to be blessed. This is a today poem, and somebody just gotta be blessed. This is a woman calling poem to walk in the grace of her storm and suck up the light and drink fresh water and take her place in the sun and be healed. This is a today poem, a calling poem, and somebody just gotta be blessed. This is a man calling poem to rise up, make your bed, gather your courage and strength and your tender and your loins and babies and women. And be healed. This is a today poem, a calling poem, a children calling poem to soak in the sunshine of their nowness, feel the power of their visions, eat the wisdom of the healthy minds around them, reward their tomorrows unborn, and be healed. This is a today poem, and somebody's just got to be blessed. This is a today poem, a calling poem, a prophet, preacher, priest, politician, physician calling poem to be healed. This is a today poem. This is not a revelation poem, but a revolution poem. Only because revolutions are born out of the evolution of every generation. This poem may never be heard, but it will keep hearing. This poem may never be seen, but it will keep seeing. So don't try to kill this poem. Just keep writing this poem. Thank you.